At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm going to be honest, Raven. If I was a billionaire and I knew that all eyes would be on me after I announced my divorce, I would do the exact same thing.
Did you hear what Bezos did today?
Like, what did he do?
Not to change on your subject, but you tell me your story first and then I'll tell you this one.
Melinda Gates, she rented a private island in the Caribbean. It's $132,000 a night for her. She invited her three kids and their significant others, and she had it planned that immediately after the announcement, they would retreat to this island to hide from the media. And Bill Gates didn't get an invitation, as you could probably imagine why.
I mean, here's the thing. Imagine the fact that they have some fences anyways. They have a bunch of security. It's not like you're getting a hold of Gates' children if you want to at any time. Man, that's a lot of money. Man, that's kind of arrogant to own your own island.
Well, they don't own it. They're renting it for $132,000.
What's the point?
I was thinking about it, and I was like, they do so much for charity. So much.
So it's totally worthwhile that they own their own island?
If they
what a
go
nonsense
away,
thing to say. Because they do things for charity, it's okay that one person owns an island.
Well, they don't own it. They rented it for $132,000 a night.
That's
somewhere for her and the kids to go hide? Yeah, go for it.
Unbelievably out of touch because they do some things where they give away money. All right, Bezos just bought a boat worth over $500 million. That's what he did.
Well,
that's
he wants to hide from the media, too?
I guess so.
Right.
On his own private, you know, floating island is what's going on there.
Is that his midlife crisis? I just got a divorce boat, you know?
I would guess so, right?
Get a Mustang.
It's his Firebird, right?
He bought a $500 billion yacht.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think, like, the way you deal with, right after a divorce, there's certain things you just do, like that actual moment right after that you want to do.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What did you do immediately after filing for a divorce? Raven, what did you do?
Well, I tell you what. I moved the biggest television that I possessed right into the room. Like, first, I mean, the apartment that I went and got after was like a studio apartment anyways, but I put my bed like about 10 feet from the television because that would always be a huge no-no in the other house. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to live like this now because this is how men live, on top of a television. I also put the couch in the room. I had other couches, but I put the couch there that she hated the most. It was like a couch of my mother's, and she hated it so much that became my main couch.
And now,
on top of the television,
he's taken the fabric and he's made it into a sweatshirt that he wears every day to work.
I wear it like a hope cloth wrapped around me like a cape of that super time after. Man, there was only like 600 square feet in that apartment. I had two cats at the time. It was tough on a summer day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do immediately following your divorce?
My ex-husband, always hated tattoos. He said women were trash. So as soon as papers were signed, I went to the tattoo parlor and got a huge tattoo on my back.
Oh, women with tattoos are trash. Okay. I was going to say, I mean, that's not a good opening pickup line. Women are trash. Great. Marry me.
What did you get?
I got a clock to symbolize that time of my life was over.
There is something to be said about getting like hot or getting the thing that they never wanted to see you wear or do or whatever after you break up, right? I mean, that's a big one.
Yeah. What did you do? First thing you did after you announced your divorce, 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Melinda Gates, first thing she did after the divorce announcement, she rented an island, $132,000 a night for her and her kids to go hide from the media. I'm with her. I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos spent $500 million on a mega yacht that's just been announced right now, but he did it long ago when his divorce was getting underway.
For the average person, you know, me and you, that's not really in our realm of possibilities, but what was the very first thing you did after your divorce announcement? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I cried my head off in the car. I could barely drive home. And then when I got home, I opened up the wedding album and I destroyed every photo that he was in.
Nice.
I would do the same.
Were you using a marker or were you using like, you know,
no,
like a pencil. And you would like scribble out his face?
No.
What did you do?
No.
Bare hands, right?
Put them in the fireplace, and I'm glad I did what I did when I did it.
That's right. If anything, you say to yourself when it's over, when you see hindsight, you're like, wow, I should have moved a little bit quicker.
Absolutely.
Right? I waited too long.
Hey, it's Ann on Raven. What did you do right after your divorce?
Well, she took my dog, and I lost my car, and all of our friends took her side, which, yeah, makes a lot of sense. So I packed up and moved. I moved out of state.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. That I just mean, jumped right out of me. But sometimes the best way is a new start.
Yeah, I figured I may as well start over completely, and it is helping.
If you don't mind me asking, you said, I guess it makes sense that all your friends took her side. What happened?
Well, you know, I really just can't commit to the things that she wanted, and more importantly, the things that she needed.
Like, probably just one person, I'm going to guess.
That's very grown up of you saying that.
Yeah, that's a good step in the direction.
Very grown up of you saying that. Mm-hmm. I mean, she should at least give you, like, half the car back. Or
no, well, a door.
Maybe a bicycle.
You get one door of your
something.
Car.
Mm. You're better off. A little bit weird that you had to change your name, but you're better off.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do right after your divorce?
So my ex-wife, she got the house. And so I moved into my mom's condo and like literally gained 20 pounds because my mom was constantly cooking for me.
Well, I mean, you sound like you're laughing about it now. So you must have gotten the better of it at this point, or at least a handle on yourself, I'm guessing. You lost the weight.
I'm getting there.
You moved out of mom's house.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I had to. It wasn't fun anymore.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do right after your divorce?
Okay, I'm not proud of it, but I went out with one of his old friends for a while, and I knew he'd be so mad about it, and that's kind of my reason I did it. And I knew this guy was like a frenemy, and that they never really got along. Honestly, after the third date, I had to cut it off because the guy was a jerk, but I think I got my point across, you know.
Girls are never spiteful, Anna. Girls are angels. Huh? They come from such a nice place. Mars and Venus. Let me tell you about Venus. Sometimes it can be a very spiteful place.
It would have been one thing if you were like, he was a really nice guy and we hit it off. But you like knew from the beginning he was a jerk.
Right,
like,
but
nah.
You were like, I'm still in for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let me see if somebody can see us making out somewhere in public. That'd be all right.
When he after he posted the picture on Facebook, then I'm out.
I mean, I've done stuff like this too, except it was 8th grade. So, you know.